Welcome to the Toy of the Week podcast. It is September 14th, 2012 at Entertainment Earth, and presumably where I am right now. I'm Adam Paulus, and this week we're going to talk about Slug Zombies figures from Jack's Pacific. These are pretty nifty. I got a couple of packs myself. If you remember Muscle Men figures in the 1980s, you probably know that I am obsessed with the 1980s, and we carry a lot of great minifigure lines like OMFG and now the upcoming Battle Beasts. This is also a tribute to the old toys. These are more pop culture referencey. Jack's Pacific made three series so far. We've got a lot of series two and three available. Series one got really weak distribution, and even I didn't get any, unfortunately. But in series two and three, you can find references to numerous pop culture figures and these collectible figures, which are sold in three packs and 12 packs. And if you're really lucky, you can find singles, but I haven't even seen those yet either. Characters include superheroes, zombie fighters, just general zombies, wrestlers. I mean, it really is amazing how different and diverse they are, spanning so many different series of pop culture. Each series has somewhere around 16 or so figures, and like I said, it's an interesting mix of green zombie figures and fleshy pink zombie hunter figures, which are more in tone with Muscle Men. In terms of color, anyway. They're a little bit bigger than Muscle Men. I'd say they're about hair under 2 inches tall, and there's no paint apps or anything like that. They are cheap figures, but they're good. Some of them include a guy called Extra Crispy, which is clearly a zombie Colonel Sanders. I couldn't resist. There's one that looks exactly like Sean from Shaun of the Dead, complete with a tie around his head and a cricket bat. There's another one that looks kind of like a cowboy with a gun. I don't know what the specific reference is. There's a zombie eating mail while crawling out of a large mailbox. Hilarious. I love this stuff. There's one that looks a little bit like Hulk Hogan. There's one that looks like a superhero. And in future series, they go all over the place. There's references to The Big Lebowski, Aliens, Predator, you name it. I mean, it really is amazing. It looks like there's going to be somewhere in the realm of 100 figures, but good luck being able to find them all because Series 1 just didn't make it out there. You can find these on our site at Entertainment Earth. Just search Slug Zombies. And that's my stomach growling. I think they're all worth it. I picked up a few packs so far. I'm going to pick up a few more. And they're great for your desk. They're small figures, which some people are like, well, I don't want a small figure. Well, if you work at somewhere that has LCD thin monitors, at least my monitors are the right size where you can put these guys on top. They stand, they fit perfectly well, and there's still a little room. They're an interesting collectible figure line. I hope it keeps going. At Toy Fair this year, this is one of my favorite things that I saw, just because they don't make things like this much anymore, but now they do. And they also announced Slug Aliens and Slug Monsters, neither of which have made any sort of pre-order splash yet, but at least Zombie Series 3 is now shipping, and I'm assuming that means Series 4 can't be that far off. You can find more pictures and a complete checklist of everything they do at slugzombies.com, or what you should do is go to Entertainment Earth and buy some, because I need to eat, and I think that's a good enough reason to do anything, don't you? anyway, I gotta go. My voice has been crapping out on me, so I'm not gonna be able to talk too much longer. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be sure to go to sale.entertainmentearth.com for our latest sale. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/enterth. Ask me questions. Make requests. If you're listening to the podcast, I'm all ears. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast, and have a nice weekend, everybody.